Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. This is the show after Labor Day. That's right, the holiday has come and gone. I really hope you all enjoyed your three-day weekend. I know I certainly did. You know, soaked up the sun a bit. And, you know, I know it's a bit cloudy and rainy today, but, you know, the weekend was pretty nice, wasn't it? Pretty nice. You know, with the exception, I think, of, like, early Sunday, which turned out to be beautiful regardless because the sun hit us about, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then yesterday for Labor Day, it was just gorgeous all day. Got a chance to play some golf with the family. Had a great time. Had a great time. Could have shot better. I was not pleased with how I played on the back nine, but I started off hot and then just kind of just fizzled out. I think I was a bit tired, but no excuses. No excuses, Al Woods. but I hope you had a great one and a safe one with you and yours. And I also must say, you know, this was certainly a different and a bit weird of a holiday weekend, a Labor Day weekend, seeing as though on the schedule, I mean, initially before all of the coronavirus stuff came down and shut down everything and rocked the sporting world, you know, this is supposed to be the weekend that we saw Michigan State football open up the year. How about that? You know, yeah, it's a sad reality right now because we saw our first Saturday for this college football year without Michigan State taking the field. You know, it's a part of your routine, right, as Michigan State football fans and season ticket holders. And there was no game. So, you know, it's still a difficult reality to grasp that, you know, right now we will not see Big Ten football until the spring, at least. I know there's been talks about, okay, let's try and get this thing started in October. Okay, let's try and get this thing started around Thanksgiving. I don't think those dates make any sense. But I want to talk about, you know, how everyone is adjusting to, you know, not having fall Big Ten football and, you know, what we could look forward to in the future. So we'll dive into that, and I'll try to, you know, feed that sports talk void. Well, I should say that, you know, just that sports void, not sports talk void, because we've still been on the air. But I'll try to fill that sports void with some sports talk centered on what exactly is taking place in the world of sports. All right. So we still had the Kentucky Derby. The NBA playoffs are still taking place. The NHL playoffs are taking place. You know, we do got some, you know, we do have some golf events coming up as well. So I'll try to ease your pain here on this September 8th, 2020. I also want to dive into a very unexpected, very surprising move that the Detroit Lions made over the weekend, signing one of the greatest running backs to ever do it. That sounds good, right? But, I mean, this running back, according to many people out there, you know, this is how many people feel, I should say. This running back has a lot, and this is a reality, he has a lot of tread on the tires. He's not young. and he is certainly on the back end of his career, knocking on the door of retirement. So why did the Lions make this move, and what kind of impact can this player make? I'll bring that to you, and then on the back end of the show, we will have weekend winners for you. All right? So a lot to get to. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number that you can call to be a part of the show by leaving a voicemail. You still can't call in and weigh in live, but again, you can leave us a voice message at that number. You can also weigh in courtesy of social media. You can hop on facebook.com/WKAR News. Leave us a comment anywhere there. And you can also tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. But hey, you know what's next? Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. Okay, and let's start here. Another Greater Lansing School District has decided to reinstate some sports for this fall. Holt made the announcement on Monday to reinstate its football, volleyball, boys soccer, and girls swimming and diving teams at the varsity level only beginning today. Now, the decision was made 4 days after the Michigan High School Athletic Association made the announcement that competition could take place in those sports following an updated executive order signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. East Lansing High School, which also competes in the CAAC Blue with Holt, announced on Sunday it was also returning to competition in football, volleyball, boys soccer, and girls swimming and diving, sports considered moderate and high risk for COVID-19. So right now we are seeing East Lansing and Holt deciding to proceed. And that was the big question when Governor Gretchen Whitmer came out and said that, hey, you can compete in high school football and other sports. It was going to be up to the school districts to make a decision as to whether or not they were going to make that move. And so we were just being, and we're still playing the waiting game. You know, we're still waiting on other school districts here in the area to finalize a decision on whether or not they want to hop on this bandwagon like Holden East Lansing and continue sports or not. So, but that was the big question. When this executive order was passed, what school districts were going to adhere and make the move? And right now, Holt and East Lansing are leading the charge here in our area. So we'll see if any more this week decide to continue. And again, high school football getting underway today as far as practices go. And we will see our first games of the Michigan high school football season happen this week, which is quite remarkable, right? Okay, so Michigan State women's basketball news, as Susie Merchant and the MSU women's basketball program have landed one of the nation's top players in the 2021 class. Detroit Edison point guard Demaya Hageman, who is a five-star prospect, yes, a five-star prospect, announced in a video on her Twitter account on Friday her commitment to Susie and the Spartans. Now, the 5'7" Hageman is rated as the number 19 player in the country by ESPN's Hoop Girls. She is the state's top prospect in the 2021 class and averaged 12.1 points and 7.3 assists in a 23-0 season last winter for the state power Detroit Edison. Clemson, Florida State, Kentucky, Louisville, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State were among the programs in the running for Hageman, who has been an Associated Press Division II first-team All-State selection the last two seasons. She also earned D3 second-team All-State honors from the Associated Press as a freshman and has been a part of a pair of state titles and a 74-2 record for Edison during her varsity career. Hageman is part of a 2021 class that includes 6'2" Georgia wing Lauren Walker and 6'5" Idaho center Brooklyn Ruers and Canadian center Iseline Alexander. So this is very, very good news and big news for Susie Merchant and the Michigan State women's basketball team. I mean, heck, anytime you can land a five-star prospect, let alone one who's basically in your backyard at Detroit Edison, it is a very, very good day, right? So welcome to the squad, Demaya Hageman. Awesome stuff. Okay, this next headliner took everyone by surprise. I actually got this news when I was in the car headed to a tea time on Sunday and had to do a double take. But the Detroit Lions announced that they have signed free agent running back Adrian Peterson. Yes, that Adrian Peterson, the one and only Adrian Peterson, AP, and placed running back Bo Scarborough on the reserved/injured list. Additional contract terms were not disclosed, but Peterson comes to Detroit for his 14th NFL season after mostly spending the last two seasons with the Washington football team, entering the NFL out of Oklahoma as the 7th overall selection by the Minnesota Vikings in the 07 NFL draft. Peterson also had stints with the New Orleans Saints and the Arizona Cardinals. Now, he has career totals of 3,036 rushing attempts for 4,216 yards. That's an average of about 5 yards per carry, and 111 touchdowns, ranking 8th in NFL history in attempts, 5th in yards, and 4th in rushing touchdowns. The 2012 NFL MVP, Peterson, has been named AP All-Pro 7 times, has been selected to 7 Pro Bowls, was a member of the NFL's 2010s All-Decade team, and rushed for an NFL single-game record 296 yards back on November 4th of 2007. So no doubt about it, the Detroit Lions just got a future NFL Hall of Famer, but at 36 years old, many are wondering, how much does AP have left in the tank and how will exactly he be utilized this upcoming year with the Honolulu Blue? I'll have more thoughts on this signing for the Lions. It's sparking up a ton of discussion, I'm sure, when it comes to virtual work water coolers. Okay. Also want to note that former Detroit Lions tight end Michael Roberts, he announced on social media this past Sunday that he is done with his professional football career. The 26-year-old Roberts wrote that he's walking away, quote, from a sport that saved my life. But the injuries have been too much to bear for Roberts, who said that he has had 3 surgeries over the last 2 years. When the 6'5", 265-pound Roberts was drafted by the Lions in the 4th round of the 2017 NFL draft, he was a project out of Toledo, thought to be a solid blocker with room to grow as a receiver. The potential was never realized. Struggled as a rookie, playing in just 8 games and catching 9 passes for 100 yards and 3 TDs, he was suspended for the final game of the 2017 season for oversleeping and missing a Saturday walkthrough. So there you have that. But again, Michael Roberts deciding to retire. All right, an update concerning the Detroit Tigers. One day after the Tigers snapped a 4-game losing streak, the Minnesota Twins responded soundly in a 6-2 win on Monday at Target Field. Pineda, he pitched 7 innings of 2-run ball with 8 Ks on a 104-pitch outing, his second back from a 60-game suspension. As of yesterday afternoon, the Tigers, sitting at 18-21, are 2.5 games behind the American League's eighth and final spot in the expanded 16-team playoff. So, again, right now for the Tigers, I mean, you can just kind of let your hair down and just play. I mean, this is a very young team with a lot of moving pieces. And, look, if they make the playoffs, great. But if they don't, I mean, that's basically what we expected, right? So it is a low-risk, high-reward play right now for the Tigers, who will play the Milwaukee Brewers tonight at 7:10 p.m. at Comerica Park. So the Tigers are back in action tonight, and we'll see what happens again after they are coming off of that Labor Day series against the Minnesota Twins. And again, looking back at that series, the Twins, they took game one and game two and game three. The Tigers were able to win game four. Then the Twins yesterday, of course, pulling it out. So the Tigers only winning just one game of that series. Okay, an update when it comes to the NBA. As the NBA they're going to be allowing a guest for staff. As NBA coaches and staff have been approved to bring guests into the NBA bubble down in Orlando, Florida, at the Disney World Resort for the start of the respective conference finals. That's according to a memo obtained by ESPN. Now, each team, including head coaches, front office, and staff, can bring no more than 10 guests to the Disney campus, beginning with 7-day on-site quarantines, the memo said. Now, players' guests began to arrive for the conference semifinals. Those who have been watching the NBA playoffs in recent days know that, I mean, you have wives and girlfriends sitting in the crowd. You know, you have fathers and mothers as well. Just family being allowed to finally come and attend these games. And it has been doing wonders for a lot of the players' mental health. So Denver Nuggets coach Michael Malone, he decried the inability of coaches to have family in the Orlando restart last week. But that conversation about allowing guests into team hotels has been ongoing for several weeks between the league and the NBA Coaches Association's leadership, Executive Director Dave Fogel and President Rick Carlisle. So this is great for the NBA staff. And again, I'm sure it does just wonders for your morale for sure. Okay, and when it comes to the NBA playoffs, give you guys a score update on Monday, on Labor Day, some Labor Day NBA basketball. A bit weird to say that, right? But I certainly enjoyed it after playing 18 holes, as we saw the Boston Celtics beat the Toronto Raptors 111-89 as Boston regains the lead in that series 3-2. Jaylen Brown had 27 points for the Celtics, and Fred VanVleet led the way for Toronto with 18 points. So, again, those two squads will get back at it tomorrow night. And in the late slate, the L.A. Clippers beat the Denver Nuggets 113-107. That was a highly competitive back-and-forth battle as the Clippers now lead that series 2-1. Paul George had 32 points. Nikola Jokic, the Joker, also had 32 points. He was just 2 assists shy of a triple-double, which would have added to that 12-rebound total as well. And playoff P has showed up, right? Many people were wondering when in the world Paul George was going to get out of that playoff slump and show up for the Clippers, and he certainly has done that in recent games. And we'll see if he can continue that as the Clippers will look to even things tomorrow night as well, just like Toronto. All right, in the NHL playoffs on Labor Day, we saw the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the New York Islanders 8-2, the final there, as Tampa Bay leads that series 1-0 in the East Finals. All right, so that will do it for your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, multiple ways in which you can be a part of the show. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number that you can call and leave us a voicemail there. You can also weigh in courtesy of social media. Leave us a comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News, and you can tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR or tweet the show at WKAR News. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, I'll talk about what was a weird Labor Day weekend, knowing that we wouldn't see the start of the Michigan State or Michigan college football year and how we're all coping with this. And I'll give you my thoughts on, of course, the Adrian Peterson signing for your Detroit Lions. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. It is Tuesday, September 8th, 2020, a day after Labor Day weekend. And it certainly was a weird Labor Day weekend, right, Michigan State fans? You know, this past weekend, it was supposed to mark the opener of the college football season, the opener of the Michigan State football season, the opener of the Michigan college football season. And instead, we were all just sitting back at our respective homes and just wishing that this year was totally different, right? I know so many routines have been altered. You know, I have talked to a few of our listeners who are just diehard Michigan State fans who, you know, in recent years or for many, many years have been tailgating. And when it comes to the opener, they make it a big event and invite family members out, you know, to a certain tailgate spot on campus and get ready for kickoff. And for me as a reporter, you know, I have been here in the East Lansing area now, if you count my years as a student as well, and not just here as a professional reporter. But, you know, I came to Michigan State during the August month of 2008. And now I sit here on September of 2020. You know, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. I mean, that's 12 years here in the area. And each and every year, just like many of you out there, it has become, since 08, a routine for me to, you know, if I wasn't reporting, which I am now, you know, I look forward to, as a reporter, that first Michigan State game, you know, reconnecting with other reporters and broadcasters who cover Michigan State football, you know, getting to the stadium early, you know, training my interns. You know, usually that will be their very first introduction. Official introduction to WKAR's Current Sports, you know, getting out there on the field and shooting the game, you know, being in that press box and, you know, sitting next to just great sports minds like, you know, a Jack Ebling, a Rich Kincaid, an Ernie Boone. You know, I look forward to seeing those guys in the press box and just talking to them about the game, about the college football season up in the press box. You know, as we nibble on, you know, a pretzel or a bratwurst, courtesy of Michigan State Athletics, you know, and then going down there and doing my stand-up and interviewing the players afterwards and interviewing the coaches. And there's nothing like that feeling, you know, because we get one field-level pass every single year. You know, again, that's used for one of my interns who was shooting the game for footage that I can use for my post-game report. But there's nothing like that feeling, you know. Sometimes I try to get there early because they allow media members, you know, who get there early to be on the field for a little bit before the start of the game. And then in the last 5 minutes of the game, all media members are allowed there on the field. And I kid you not, there is nothing like that feeling of walking down on the field on that gridiron at Spartan Stadium and hearing the roar of the crowd, looking up and seeing all of you diehard Michigan State fans yelling at the top of your lungs, turning red, chanting "Go Green, Go White." There is nothing like that feeling, and it just gives me chills thinking about it. And it also saddens me knowing that this fall, I won't be experiencing that and you won't be experiencing that. But that is our new reality. The coronavirus pandemic has come in and really woken us up. And what do I mean by that? You know, I think that, you know, for me, and this is, again, this is just me talking. I'm so busy all the time. The coronavirus pandemic has given me an opportunity to just kind of slow down a bit and think about what's truly important, you know, family and friends and my mental and physical health. It's allowed me to take a pause and reassess a lot of things. You know, also my spiritual journey. I mean, just growth and focus on growth in a lot of different areas other than just my career all the time, right? But can't lie, I, like many of you, am missing sports. I am missing college football. And this would have been one glorious weekend. And you know, what I also think about, in the midst of a pandemic in which business owners everywhere have really been hit hard and are just trying to stay afloat because, you know, even though things have opened up a bit and, you know, we are encouraged, of course, to wear our mask, we are inside and when we are traveling to and from said destination, things are opening up a bit and businesses are getting back in the swing of things. You know, still businesses, these businesses aren't experiencing the same uptick or the same regularity that they were prior to the pandemic, you know, because capacities are set and, you know, you have to social distance. It's still a struggle. And what I also think about is the amount of businesses out there, especially small business owners here in the East Lansing area, who are struggling right now due to the fact that students aren't on campus. Everything is virtual for this fall. Students bring in so much money to this area. And then you ax college football on top of that. You know, small business owners out there who are listening, I really feel for you. And I don't know how you're doing it. Thinking about you, praying during this time that things get better, but this has to be a very, very unnerving time for you. I can only imagine. And that's the ripple effect you don't really think about. You know, I've seen a few pieces out there written about, you know, what this past weekend was like. And there were a few pieces that talked about, you know, the effect and impact that this move, this pandemic has now on small business owners here in the Lansing area. And it's detrimental. You know, I'm sure some of you are going to have to file or have filed already for bankruptcy, are filing for different loans to try and keep going. It's tough. Millions upon millions of dollars have been lost because of this move. And now, again, the next logical question that we've been asking and pondering since the Big Ten's announcement by Kevin Warren that there will be no Big Ten football this fall is when exactly will we see college football return? And that's the big question. And look, you know, college football right now is going to move on without the Big Ten. And again, I don't believe that the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, that they're going to pull this off. I think that the virus is still so potent out there that, again, one outbreak could cripple so many programs, and really one outbreak can lead to a lot of lawsuits. And do you really, if you are a university out there, if you are the NCAA, if you are the Big 12, the ACC, or the SEC. Do you really want to have that on your hands? But I don't see how you can finish the year. Again, if you aren't in a bubble like the NBA, and if you aren't being tested regularly, how can you move forward with a traveling football team of over 100 players, staff, coaches? How can you move forward and really expect an outbreak not to happen? Positive infections are going to happen. And I know, I just don't understand how you can take that risk right now when we still don't have a vaccine. And even if we do have a vaccine soon, because I know that's been rumored out in the news that, yeah, we have something out there. You know, Russia has approved a vaccine. Even if we have a vaccine out there, and this is the conversation that I've had with my family members and friends, just how safe is that vaccine? And how many are going to be willing to put that vaccine in his or her body without fully knowing the risk? I don't know, man. There's just so many question marks here. So many question marks here. But, you know, you look at the Big Ten, you look at the Pac-12. You know, both conferences are sitting out this fall, delaying football last month. Those decisions have invited immediate scrutiny from near and far, even in the White House. President Donald Trump believes that the Big Ten should be playing, the Pac-12 should be playing, thinks it's ludicrous that they aren't. Many of you out there think that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are totally wrong for this, and it's unfair to the student athletes who play for schools within those conferences. Well, it's created a clear divide. In the ACC, Big 12, and SEC are going to move ahead. So this is what Michigan defensive end Quiddy Page had to say. Quote, we're in the same pandemic they're in, speaking of the ACC, Big 12, SEC. And at the same time, they get to play, we don't get to play. We have to sit out and watch them play and be able to win games and have all the fun that we have. Continue to stay in Ann Arbor and practice with hopes of possibly having a season. It's just been real frustrating. Yeah, many players feel that way. Again, that's Quiddy Page of the Michigan football team. Michigan offensive tackle Ryan Hayes, quote, definitely it is going to be pretty frustrating to watch that. Again, talking about the other conferences who are moving forward. But there are players out there who have decided to, who fall on the other side of the fence. Again, you're either on one side of the fence or the other side of the fence. Where, yes, we should be playing. This is ludicrous. This is ridiculous. Look at the other conferences. Or it's not safe enough. The virus is still out there. I don't want to risk my health. I'm sitting out and this is the right decision. You're either on one side of that fence or the other. And I'm on the side of the virus is still out there. We need to take precaution here. You guys know that. Those who have been tuning in day in and day out throughout the pandemic here on Current Sports know that I feel that way. And I know that there are others who vehemently disagree with that. We're never going to be on the same page there. I have come to the conclusion that those who disagree with my standpoint will never see my side of things or see the other side. Because you don't want to. You know, it hurts not to have sports so much, and you see these other conferences out there doing this, and you're saying, well, why not us? Why not the Big Ten? Why not the Pac-12? That's not fair. And at the end of the day, you know who's going to prove who was right and who's wrong? History. History is going to decide who's right and who's wrong when it comes to this discussion. And we just got to let I have taken a step back and said to myself that I'm not having the arguments anymore. There were so many people on my Facebook page when I put out there this is the right decision, blah blah blah. There were so many people out there to disagree with me and took it upon themselves to write Charles Dickens novel like responses to my status as to why you're wrong, Al, and why we should have college football. And it's gotten to the point where it's just so draining and exhausting to try and go back and forth that I said, look, you're going to believe what you're going to believe, and I'm going to let history be the deciding factor. I'm going to let history decide who's right or wrong. And will you be on the right side of history? I don't know. Time will tell, I guess, right? But I would rather be safe than sorry. And this talk about an October start, this talk about a Thanksgiving start, I mean, do we really believe there's going to be that much change when it comes to the virus just a month from now or 2 months from now? Do we really believe that? I don't think so. Do we really believe that there's going to be some kind of advanced research that is going to really tell us what exactly are the long-term effects on the human body after contracting COVID-19? Is there going to be some kind of crazy advancement that tells us, okay, this can possibly happen to your body if you have contracted COVID-19? There have already been heart-related issues concerning the virus. Is a football player willing to risk that? Do you want to risk that? And if a football player is willing to risk that and wants to play, where does the liability fall? Well, right now, since you're an unpaid student athlete, that liability is going to fall on the coaches, universities, conferences, and the NCAA. Simple as that. So I really think that these conferences and the NCAA are taking a huge risk. And if I was in charge, I'd be right there next to Kevin Warren saying, wake up. Too many unknowns. Not willing to risk lawsuits just because you want to play college football. But again, that's just me. That's just me. And look, I feel, again, I go back to that initial thought, man. I feel for everybody that has been affected by this, impacted by this, especially the small business owners who are out there who rely on business, the business from students and from tailgaters and people going to these games. And even when college football returns, look, I mean, if you talk about an October start date and a November start date, I mean, you're talking about, you know, still venues with no fans. That is going to be a reality for a while right now. No fans in the stands. And the talk right now from the Big Ten is that, you know, you're going to have these games at just one central location to create some kind of bubble-like atmosphere. You can't have these college teams traveling across state lines playing one another, because on the way traveling, I mean, one player, one staff member, one coach could get infected. You're exposing your body to COVID-19 more when you are traveling. So there's so many logistics that need to be ironed out here. But it is a sad reality, right? It was a very weird weekend, knowing that the NBA was playing on Labor Day weekend and not college football. Just think about that for a moment. Mm. 2020 has not been kind, folks. Okay, I want to hit our final break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about Adrian Peterson to the Detroit Lions, because he's one of my, you guessed it, weekend winners. Weekend winners is right around the corner. You are listening to, again, the Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, and with a little over 10 minutes left here in the hour, we close out each and every Monday edition of Current Sports with a segment that we call Weekend Winners. But because yesterday was the holiday, we're going to bring a Tuesday edition of Weekend Winners to you all, where we look at the weekend that was in the sporting world and beyond, and bring to you which athlete or just personality had the best weekend. So for me, I want to start here. Adrian Peterson, a man who noted that he still had an itch and a desire to play this upcoming NFL year, which starts this week. That's pretty crazy to believe, right? Pretty hard to believe. Adrian Peterson, looking for an NFL job out there, will guess which team decided to give him a shot. That's right, your Detroit Lions. How about that? Your Honolulu Blue, your beloved Honolulu Blue, has decided to give AP a chance. Now look, he's 36 years old. They're going to sign Adrian Peterson again for you know, nickels and dimes here. It's going to be a 1 year contract, a little over $1 million, $1.05 million, 1 year contract that includes incentives. And, you know, you look at AP, and again, the initial thought is that, look, man, this guy has a lot of tread on the tires. What are the Lions doing? You know, 1 year deal. And this adds AP to, with this move, I want to say this. AP reunites with his former offensive coordinator with the Minnesota Vikings, Daryl Bevel. Daryl had, I'm sure, had a big, big voice when it comes to this move. But it adds AP to an already crowded Lions backfield that includes Kerryon Johnson, who was last year's starter, and 2020 second-round pick DeAndre Swift, who is struggling to stay healthy right now. 36 years old, but we are talking, he's 35 right now. He'll be turning 36. Let me see here. If I do a quick Google, Adrian Peterson, AP will turn 36 in March of next year. So, again, I'm jumping the gun on his age here. But he's 35. Mid-30s, a lot of tread on the tire. Yes, a 2012 NFL MVP, but how much does he still have left in the tank? Look, if you sign AP to a one-year contract, I look at it as a low-risk, high-reward move right here. It's not like Adrian Peterson is going to be your premier running back. I mean, he's played in 164 games, 3,036 carries for 14,216 yards, 111 touchdowns. That's a lot. Over 3,000 carries, 35 years old, that's a lot of tread in the tires. He's not expected to handle a full workload. We'll see AP in those short yardage situations where you know, the Lions are on like the 5 yard line, need to punch it in, give it to AP, let him do some work. You know, much like what Seattle did with Marshawn Lynch. You know, they brought Marshawn Lynch back. You know, he's a free agent right now, but they brought him back and said that, okay, we just need you to punch the ball in when we get in those short yardage situations. Power back ball. And anything more that you get out of AP, because what you're looking at with a player like this is that, you know, he is going to be in the NFL Hall of Fame. He was once an elite, one-of-a-kind NFL talent. Can we get a glimpse of that for a few games here and there? Is it worth the risk? Well, he wants to play. Sign up for $1 million and see. I don't mind it. Now, I was talking to my fraternity brothers on Sunday, and they were saying, well, you know, especially my fraternity brother Vic, he was saying, AP, I mean, the dude is washed. Why are we signing him? And I went on to explain that, again, this is low risk, high reward. Hall of Famer. Let's see if he's got one more go. You know, he seems to be highly motivated. He wants to play. He's linking back up with his former offensive coordinator in Minnesota, where he had those glory years, those one-of-a-kind years, those special years. Let's see if they can get something out of him. Because if you are the Detroit Lions, what do you got to lose? I always say this, man. When people start to complain about the Lions' moves, risky moves, I'm like, yeah, what do you got to lose? You are the Detroit Football Lions. You haven't won anything since like the late 50s. I mean, come on, just give it a shot. So AP, I'm happy for him, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Also, you know, I'm going to make the LA Lakers one of my weekend winners as well. Because, boy, I tell you, Houston isn't making this thing easy, right? Right now, this is a knockdown, drag 'em out series. And on Sunday night, LeBron James and the LA Lakers came up clutch. When it looked like, you know, heading into that final stanza, that fourth quarter, the Rockets holding a two-point lead, the Lakers were in the danger zone. Lost in space, danger, Will Robinson. But, man, LeBron James came up big. AD had a solid overall game. It was a very impressive run that they had in that fourth quarter to close out things. So the Lakers dodge a bullet. We'll see if they can keep it rolling tonight. But that is a very, very interesting series. And, you know, as we move forward, I also want to give a shout out to the LA Clippers as well, because I am rooting for an LA versus LA Western Conference Finals. I think we all are, right? We want to see the Clips take on the Lakers, and the Clips handled business last night against Denver. And Kawhi Leonard, boy, oh boy, if you have not seen the block that Kawhi Leonard had on Jamal Murray from last night, I mean, he blocked it with his fingertips. Reggie Miller did a great job of calling it out after he noticed it on the second replay. And wow, it's one of the best blocks that you'll ever see. You know, a few of Kawhi's teammates, they marveled at the block after seeing it on the replay, and they were quoted as saying after the game, his fingers kept growing. Oh, boy. That's awesome, awesome stuff. And also, you know, I'm crossing my fingers on this. My last weekend winner could be those who enjoy high school football here in the greater Lansing area. That should be everybody, right? But we are weekend winners because Holt and East Lansing, at least, are going to give this thing a go. We will see Holt and East Lansing play this week as high school football will open up this week after the latest executive order from Governor Gretchen Whitmer. That will do a little something, right? To ease the pain that is the absence of Michigan State college football, right? This will help a bit, seeing Holt and East Lansing play and get out there on the gridiron. I am just hoping that they stay safe and that we don't have any outbreaks, that we don't see some young man out there who's playing bring back the virus to his or her family. I'm just really, really hoping that this thing is conducted safely, that our impatience doesn't come back to bite us in the rear end. But Holt and East Lansing are at least going to give this thing a go in high school football. Will be seen this week. So that's all I got, folks. Happy Tuesday to you all. Feels more like a Monday because of the long holiday weekend that we had. But, you know, we'll be back at it tomorrow. Again, it's a rainy one out there. Stay dry. Stay safe. Be smart. And as always, be easy, people.